From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The unemployment rate is down to 8.9% after employers hired workers at the fastest pace in 9 months. According to the latest Labor Department report, the economy picked up 192,000 jobs last month. But the drop in the unemployment rate is baffling Chief Economist John Riding of RDQ Economics.
I would have thought that discouraged workers would be coming back into the workplace and looking for jobs, and that would be putting upward pressure on the unemployment rate. But that doesn't seem to be happening, and that's a little bit of a puzzle to us.
Most sectors posted gains, but it's just the opposite in state and local government, where budget battles are underway and 30,000 jobs were slashed. One of the fiercest battles over money involves high-speed rail funding to Florida. Today, Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood announced the $2.4 billion in stimulus dollars intended for the Sunshine State would be given to someone else. This after the state Supreme Court upheld Republican Governor Rick Scott's decision to decline the money. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports the decision effectively kills the Orlando to Tampa rail line.
The Florida Supreme Court is rejecting a bipartisan challenge brought by state lawmakers. They argued that Governor Scott exceeded his constitutional authority when he refused $2.4 billion in federal stimulus money for the high-speed rail line. The challenge was fast-tracked to the state's high court this week after Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood gave Scott until today to accept the money or lose it to other states. Scott says he's afraid Florida taxpayers would be left with billions in cost overruns and operating costs if the Orlando to Tampa line is built. After speaking with Scott today, LaHood says other states are enthusiastic about receiving additional rail support. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
A U.S. aid contractor goes on trial in Cuba today. As NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, the U.S. says Alan Gross has been held too long already and should be released.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says she's deeply concerned about 61-year-old Alan Gross.
He's been unjustly jailed for far too long. We call on the government of Cuba to release him and unconditionally allow him to leave Cuba and return to his family to bring an end to their long ordeal.
Gross was a contractor for the U.S. Agency for International Development, and the U.S. says he was providing internet access to Jewish organizations. The Cuban government considers his actions subversive. He could face 20 years in prison if convicted. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down nearly 170 points, or down 1.3% at 12,091. NASDAQ is down 28, or more than 1% at 2,770. From Washington, this is NPR News. Heavy casualties are reported out of a rebel-held city in Libya. Forces loyal to leader Muammar Gaddafi fought their way into Zawiya, which is just east of the capital, Tripoli. Newswires report the commander of the rebel forces has been killed. Meanwhile, protesters continue to ignore Gaddafi's warnings against attempts to oust him. After noon prayers at a mosque today, a large crowd left to march in Tripoli. They disperse after encountering tear gas and live ammunition from Gaddafi's forces. The United Nations peacekeeping mission in Ivory Coast says it's overstretched and cannot protect all civilians in the volatile West African nation. NPR's Afabia Quist-Darkin reports the acknowledgement comes the day after unarmed women protesters were shot dead by security forces loyal to the disputed leader.
The UN mission in Ivory Coast says its peacekeepers lack manpower. The admission follows a spasm of violence in the commercial capital Abidjan. Laurent Gbagbo's security forces opened fire on female supporters of his presidential rival Alassane Ouattara yesterday. The women were holding a peaceful march. Ivory Coast UN